that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
As always, joining me are two absolute titans of the Manchester United fan base. And I always use that intro because I know you love it. Mr. Joe Smith,
like
how are we
I'm
doing?
Some tuna in like a little pond in someone's back garden. Like, fucking, that's a big lad, isn't it? That's not me. I'm not a tuna.
A tuna's big.
Yeah, they're massive.
Oh yeah, they are. They're worth a lot of money though.
Worth tons of money, mate.
We should get into tuna.
Have you watched that Oceanspiracy or whatever it's called?
No.
Oceanspiracy. Conspiracy.
What? Yeah. No, it's called Seaspiracy.
I was about to say Oceanspiracy. Why was it called Conspiracy?
Was crap. Because it's hard to explain what that means by saying it, whereas Seaspiracy, you hear the word sea, you hear the word conspiracy. If someone said, have you seen that Conspiracy? You go, which conspiracy? There's
no,
loads.
But you gotta go. Have you seen Conspiracy?
Yeah, it's convoluted.
Anyway, Adam McCall is also here. How are we doing, Macca?
Viva Ronaldo.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a quiet week, isn't it, since last season?
He's running down the wing.
Not much happening.
Here, United sing.
I go away for one weekend, and literally all hell breaks
Do you know
loose.
What? It's funny as well,
you
because...
You chose the worst weekend.
You have, like, a day off. Mm. And in the chat, in the live yesterday, everyone's like, where's Joe? Like, Joe not here.
Can you believe it?
Is Joe left? I'm like, no, he's having a day off. Yeah. Like, we let him have a day off now and again. That, not very often, but
now
and
worrying,
again.
That. That Joe has a day off
and people
notices.
Think he's left the channel or something.
Oops. Hey. Oh no, I've only gone and ingratiated myself with the fans. Unlucky.
Get involved in the chat, get involved in the comments, give us a like as well. Hit
it's
that like button. Yes, it's good to have you back. What are we talking about today, Macca?
Football.
What?
Stupid
idea. Ronaldo, obviously.
Daniel James gone.
Well, yeah, that's what we talk about. Yeah.
Going, gone.
Yes.
That means...
Go on. Oh God, I know what's coming.
I can't even bear this anymore.
Go on.
Ronaldo's going to wear 21. Oh.
I was expecting something else then.
I was expecting it to be more maths-based. Oh, getting a protractor out.
It means Ronaldo's wearing 21. And if you want a little bit of a spoiler from PR Piss Take today.
Which is mint, by the way.
What was his first number at Sporting Lisbon?
20.
Come on, you know the answer.
Is it 20?
You know the answer.
I might get this wrong now.
Darren Gibson's old number?
Darren Gibson's 28.
You know, Darren Gibson's
28, yeah.
He does actually know it. Incredible.
The G-bomb. I love the G-bomb, mate. I will die on that hill that Darren Gibson was a good player for Manchester United.
Who were you dickhead? He knew you meant.
I watched Darren Gibson.
Saying Darren Gibson numbers to him is like saying Cantona's number.
Darren Gibson with hair is like a legend at this club.
Darren Gibson, mate, you're forgetting Champions League semi-finals. Goals.
All right.
Bayern Munich in the Champions League. Goals.
You're missing the maths.
Goals.
Come on.
Hull. Winners.
Tap low.
Yeah.
A great goal against Hull. Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will,
great.
Mate.
So 28. What was his old number at United? Go on. Remember, it was Michael Owen's number.
Oh, seven.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, that's how
you
I
know,
remember
the
it.
Famous sevens at United. You've got your Owens.
That's how
you've
I
got Obertan in a training game. Yeah, and countless others. I can't remember the rest.
So what happens? Now you're gonna need a bit of time to work this out.
Go on.
Do you need a bit of paper?
You write down for me. Yeah. Make a mental note.
28,
right?
Sorry, my pen's not working.
Right, go on. 28. You remember that number, and I remember the next one. You remember 28? Go on.
Minus. Seven.
Minus seven. What number are you remembering?
28.
I've got minus seven.
Right.
Go on.
And that means equals.
So what we're doing, adding 28 to minus seven.
Take seven from 28, dickhead.
21. I love that from you. I love that. Do you know what you've become? Do you know those people who are like, the pyramids can't have been built by humans. And they're like, why? And they don't say, oh, because it's too, you know, it's too neat. It's too much of a mechanical feat. They just say, well, if you add up all the perimeters of all four sides and times that by the equator of the Earth, you get the number 2,187, which sounds arbitrary, but it's actually the axis that the Earth is on in relation to the sun. You're like, who gives a fuck? You've done so much maths. All that stuff, it's honestly like that.
Is that true?
Something like that. You've done so much maths, it points to true north and all that. You're literally just mathsing your way through life here.
Yeah, maths is important.
Is it?
Numbers are important.
Maths is important. And it was Plato that said that. Yeah. I think it was Plato
Actually, it wasn't.
I'll be honest with you. Numbers are important.
Ask Antonio Valencia.
Ask Antonio Valencia. He wore 25. He wore 7. He was shit.
Numbers are important.
Numbers are important.
Numbers are important. Maths. Words are helpful. Yeah. Just remember that.
Science. Numbers mean things. And there's significance in numbers.
Which is significant magnificence. There is significance. Yeah, exactly. Significant.
I still feel drunk from the Ronaldo news.
Enough of this magnificent.
The Ronaldo news was like heroin.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I picked my dad up from the airport.
Did he have all the heroin?
He's not allowed to talk about that. Pending a court case, and I'm not about to, you know, put him in any more trouble than he's already in. And he was talking about your video that you shot on the Friday morning at the transfer review.
Brilliant.
Because it looked like, and I was on your channel saying, he ain't coming to United, he's got to City. And
you convinced me it was done.
Because you still had hope, and
me
I
me and you Thursday night through there, I was on my knees.
That's the first time I've seen him ranty.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe you just said that.
Is that mad? I became Jay's boyfriend for the night. Is that what you're trying to get me to say?
I didn't know it was such an official title.
He was on his knees, and then he got up and we put the cameras on. Yeah.
And then you said, action, and I wiped my mouth and we started. For fuck's sake.
You know, secrets away.
It's 4 o'clock. Kids are just coming home from school if it weren't summer holidays.
No one's at school.
Yeah, they are. Teachers are at school prepping for the next year. And it's a really hard job, actually. Do they have a bigger pay rise?
Looking after any kids is hard.
Yeah, let alone 30.
Let alone, yeah, exactly. We were angry, though, weren't we?
Yeah, I was on my knees.
Like, the first time I've seen him angry, like, legitimately angry. You were still hopeful, because that's what you do. You're always Mr. Hopeful. I sort of tried to ruin your hope by just being a miserable, cynical bastard.
Everything.
Go on.
Right, Fabrizio Romano could say, it's done. I go on my gut.
Right.
I remember Pogba, I never thought Pogba was signing. Because it was like, in my gut feeling was...
So what if some big life event is happening where you need to trust yourself, but you've got food poisoning, what do you do then? Because your guts are in turmoil. Then you just pray to the gods.
Wing it, haven't you? And hope you don't shit yourself.
Yeah, nice.
Is he going to jump?
He's joining City. I had a gut feeling that it wasn't happening. I don't know whether it was because my brain wouldn't accept it and it just didn't feel right. But then by Friday morning, I had accepted it. It was done.
Because we started hearing the rumours filtering through, didn't we?
And I heard a brief rumour before we did that. And I didn't I was saying stuff to Callum I imagine how funny it would be if he just came to United. Like, I was saying stuff like that, but I weren't really thinking it. Mm. And then did the transfer review and I said 0 out of 10.
Did you see this stuff?
Reverse psychology.
The stuff coming out today that apparently United weren't in for him until they found out City were. I'm not trying to pour water on any of this. Does that bother you at all? Or do you just think it was, if that's what made us do it, so be it? Or do you think that's not really a transfer strategy? What are your thoughts?
Discuss.
It had to be done. It had to be done. First off, any team with Cristiano Ronaldo in it is better. And I'm one of those people that were saying at the start that I don't really want us to sign him. I just don't want him to go to City. Mm. I don't necessarily think signing him was important, which is crazy because he's one of the best players in the world, possibly the greatest ever. And then I felt like just get that DM and let's move forward and pray to God he doesn't go to City. Mm. But then once it came down to if you don't intervene, he's going to City, you have to intervene. Mm. You just have to. Because of the fact that it means so much more than Ronaldo just playing for City.
Yeah.
It means so much more than that. It means one of your European Cups is tainted.
Yeah.
One of your four Ballon d'Or winners is no longer. And I know Dennis Law played for City, but this is different.
Nah, football was different. You can't compare
the greatest player of our modern era.
Yeah.
Fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Maybe the greatest player we've ever had.
No, for me, the greatest player we've ever had. But let's be fair. Certainly. Greatest player of modern era.
Yeah.
You can't have him walking out at the Etihad in a City shirt with City fans. All that shit's that
because forever then. You've lost that forever. It's not just this season.
Momentum swinger as well. Yeah. Look, United haven't really got any momentum in terms of chasing City, but this could be the spark. Mm. Like this, we are now a team that can win any trophy.
Yeah.
Which, even with Fred in midfield's crazy.
Do you know what, though? If he was going to come back, right, this is actually the best way it could have happened.
Do you think?
But honestly think, if we'd have just gone out and got Ronaldo, it wouldn't have been as good as the way we've done it. Because I was... Like, obviously, you spoke to me. I'd given up. He was going to City. Mentally, I'm like, he's there. Yeah. And all those things you spoke about him coming out of the Etihad, wearing the blue shirt. Even that picture of him holding that shirt would have been sickening.
Scotty was saying to me, Republic of Mancuna, like, he'll win their first Champions League as well. Or was it you that said that? Someone said that. I
said anything that was the most depressing thing you can think
it's
of.
It's true, though.
I was saying that because I just thought this is going to be horrible. And then to go from that, all those City fans doing the videos, which I hope you two have
watched. Oh yeah, we've got that. We've got them.
You dickhead.
You know what I mean? That is class. That's what I mean. To feel like that, it felt like... it felt a bit like, I mean, not to that extent, but it's like 99, innit? I have that feeling of it's so shit. It's all falling apart. And
it's,
then
it's the greatest day.
Teddy Sheringham
steps up. It's the greatest day supporting United without United actually...
100%.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah, like without it being a footballing thing, it was a really good
thing. Yeah, it was amazing.
If you broke up with Mrs., you know,
right,
and then you're like, you know what, it was the right thing to do. It probably was the right time for us to part ways. And then a couple of weeks later, you're like, I'm gonna say, she's about to go on a date with one of my mates.
Yeah.
I want her back. I want her back now. And it's not bad. I've changed my mind, actually.
Are you speaking from a place of experience?
I'm not speaking from a place of experience, but this is what we've done with Ronaldo.
That is the case.
It's like, as soon as you saw her going on a date with someone that you don't like at the pub, you're like, fuck that. Yeah, I need you back.
It's like a kid with a toy as well.
What?
It's like kids with toys. Remember when you was a kid and like, you'd have a toy and then you wouldn't use it and then your cousin would come and you'd be like, get the fuck off that.
Get
that
off my toy. That's my favourite toy.
Get back, you bastard. Yeah, it's basically that.
I'm so happy he's back. I'm so happy.
Ash K. Vital in the chat says, Ronaldo and Anderson reminds me of Bruno and Fred even.
What I loved about the move was how...
The move. That's all it needs to be called, isn't it? The move.
Everyone came together.
Yeah. What, like, go on, explain.
Current players, Bruno.
Yeah.
Ex-manager, Fergie. Current manager, Ali.
Ex-players.
Ex-players, Rio.
United.
It was almost
family.
Like, it was almost like we summoned him rather than signing him, wasn't it? It was like we mobilized. We conjured him.
We mobilized
him. What if Jorge Mendes, and Rory put this into my head because I don't believe this is what happened, but it's actually a possibility. What if Jorge Mendes and Ronaldo, when they asked United at the start of the window and United went, nah, they thought, Ronnie, do you want to go to United? And he's gone, yeah, but they don't want me. He's gone, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, I know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen what happened with Alexis Sanchez. You've seen what happened with Fred. Like, Ronnie, I've got it. You're going to join Manchester United.
Yeah.
Because when he was saying, I'm leaving Juventus,
yeah,
it wasn't, I'm leaving Juventus and I'm joining City.
No.
It was, I'm leaving Juventus.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Italy. I'm gone.
And which is mad to do when, hasn't he got a year left on his contract? Yeah. And I don't
think... Now, they were happy for him. Know, not but happy, but
I'm
they
not
were
sure I've seen anyone do that before. Where they're like, I'm leaving. You're like... You got a contract. Like, but they didn't say that. They just went, he went, I'm leaving. And they went, oh, all right.
You see, what Juventus and Real Madrid have done is what Barcelona should have done ages ago. Real Madrid realised they couldn't sustain Ronaldo's wages. Mm. And they went, we need to make a plan for the future without him.
And they got 100 million quid for him.
I think Juventus
in the
did that as well. Because he joined Juventus pre-COVID, right?
Yeah.
So the deal would have been based on...
Played against us, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, the deal would have been based on... Pre-COVID earnings,
yeah, and you think
all those
well,
kind
like,
of things.
Like you're saying then about the wages and everything. Real Madrid got more than they spent on Ronaldo when they sold him 7 years later after being scoring more than a goal a game for him for 450 matches. Like, that, ridiculous.
Dan James.
Look at that.
Dan James, for fuck's sake.
Should we talk about Dan James? Go through the super chat.
Yeah,
first,
we'll give you. Yeah, sorry. Ross Murphy in the super chat says, that day when I heard the news about Ronaldo joining City, I never felt that sad and unhappy since the whole Super League. Thankfully, he's coming home. Well said, Ross. Get your feelings, bro.
And like we said before, this the way that it was just going to be the end of a sort of an era in a way, and the fact that Messi was leaving, Ronaldo was moving again, and they were both just going to the oil giants. It felt like a sort of a real flag in the top of Mount like sadness. Football had just become the thing that you worried it would be when Abramovich bought Chelsea. Yeah. Is it just going to be billionaires buying all the best players like FIFA career mode? City getting Ronaldo would have been the epitome of that.
The romance of football kind of would have died.
Yeah, it's just become a disgusting Dubai Instagram post of a sport. That's what it would have been.
You get to that point, don't you, where you think, I can't be asked this anymore.
City are that girl, though.
They are that girl.
Going to Dubai, getting shat on.
Yeah. And then you look and they've got no mates.
You're taking pictures
fans.
And you can't, you're like, who are they on? Are they on holiday on their own?
I think
they're looking in the reflection and you see some plump fella.
Yeah. One of their dad's mates who they paid to take pictures of him. Well, they don't pay him, he pays her. But even so, no mates there.
That's City, bro.
Yeah, they just take a picture of the
ticket.
Yeah,
you've got a nice car and you've got a nice watch, but you're getting shat on.
Yeah, by one of your dad's mates.
Some rich fella. I think
somewhere the connection loses.
Do you remember Ronaldo then? Fuller.
Do I remember? Oh, yeah.
Like Fuller, you're old enough
I remember.
Because I remember I had Ronnie and Abdullah here. Ronnie was getting teary-eyed. They both were.
I saw that.
And it was good because they were kids when he left. Mm. So they didn't really get to see
him properly. Left in 2009, so I was 14 when he left.
Oh, yeah. So you well.
Or 16,
well,
sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
16.
So, yeah, you saw it all then.
And I used to go, there's a college, like a little college in the field behind my house. Yeah. And I would go out, and this is sad, because this is a proper Billy No Mates tackle. But school, I'd come home, take my ball on the field, and there's like a big strip of grass that was dead straight. Yeah. And I used to stand and practice Ronaldo free kicks for like hours. Hours in a row. And just try and get the little wobble on it and all that. Just boot it, run after it, boot it, run after it for ages. I fucking love Ronaldo.
Some simple kid just kicking the ball and chasing it on his own.
Yeah. Don't play with him.
Oh, very interesting.
He's got full shin pads on him.
Yeah, I did him with full shin pads on.
Come away from him. No, there's nothing wrong about that. You can't
Ronaldo's
be sad.
My hero.
Yeah.
Remember we had that conversation and I was like, look, Beckham and Cantona are like my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
But you know when I became like, I watched Ronaldo from, so when he came to United, I was 15, 16.
Yeah, 2003.
And I got to see him, well, 14 I would have been. So 14 till like 20.
Yeah. Mm.
So like I became an adult watching Ronaldo develop. Like I remember going 08 final, being in town, pissed up. The next day it was my birthday, so midnight, and it's like
I remember chatting to you about this the other day, and it's got a different feeling now.
It's amazing. Exactly.
We were talking about it the other day. I was like, I was nearly
like me and him did a video reacting to Ronaldo being a City player,
and like he was still having a bit of hope, and I had gone. I was like fully, and part of that was I had to just prepare myself as much as I could. But me and you weren't we? Yeah. And I was like, I can't allow myself to think it.
How
ain't
slow
happen.
Though, yeah, because we can kind of talk about this now.
Yeah, come on.
Like, and this isn't a criticism of Fabrizio, by the way, or any of those reliable journalists. But from what we gathered, that move started to change
Thursday night.
24 hours, 36 hours before.
Yeah.
And Friday morning, you still got the size stones and Fabrizio. Mm. Everyone's saying nothing's changed.
Like, the odds were still City. He was still odds on to join. Yeah.
20 to 1 in
and,
the morning.
And, we, and us who aren't particularly ITK, you know.
We knew.
We knew at like 10 to 11 in the morning that this is done.
We knew, but we didn't know because we were getting messages that were cryptic still.
They were a little bit cryptic.
Yeah, it was like,
something's
happening. It kind of made sense now in retrospect, but at the time you thought that surely means...
Yeah, that surely means he's coming to United.
Otherwise it doesn't make sense.
Because I initially thought it just meant he's not going City.
Yeah, but you don't want to be too excited. We can't obviously be announcing stuff. It's not like we were in the room with Ronaldo. By any means.
The mad thing was as well, we were doing a video at 4 that day. So in the morning, he was 20-1 on to go at City. Mm. Then it comes out like he's not going to City. City pulled out and it's like he's actually coming to United. Ollie's spoken about him. Everyone's tweeting about him. And then by 4 o'clock or whatever it was, the club tweeted.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
It was so
the club
quick.
Tweeted we were within like, 5 minutes of Romano saying, here we go, the club tweeted, which like, is the fastest it's the ever been.
Like, laptop here and I was like, how has this gone so quickly?
That clubs have now got round to, right, he's going to do his here we go. Let's have a statement ready to counteract that.
Just because of Romano?
If you were working in social media or PR.
Because you miss out on those hits then, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's coincidence that tweet and the Instagram post, the corresponding Instagram post from United, are the two most liked sporting posts in history on those platforms. I don't think it's coincidence that that happens. Obviously, it's Ronaldo that adds an extra 50%, maybe 100% anyway, but you get an extra 50 to 100% because of the fact that it was so fast. Most people saw the news United were signing Ronaldo from United, which is never the case.
No.
It's usually 2 or 3 days later where we go, we've come to an agreement. I think that helped it so much. And I think if you're in their social media team, you're going, we have to do this fucking every time.
Earn his money. Yeah. Loads of people just in the chat talk about Ronaldo, obviously. Ronaldo was never signing for City, says Cheeky.
Not so sure about that.
I don't know, if United hadn't got their act together.
I think he would have signed for him.
Maybe. I don't know.
Tears saying, I'm seeing some tweets there about...
Who are them? Do you know who they are?
Tears. I've met one of them from nowhere
to just take over.
Because they interviewed me at a protest about... thingy, but we're hearing some tweets are coming through about potential moves. Obviously, Daniel James is the latest news to Leeds.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah, get involved in the chat and the comments. Let us know. Dan James, it says it like looks like he's going to go to Leeds. I'm not happy about that. Abhishek says, Pardy says we missed the super chat. Sorry.
We'll come to that.
If I did miss the super chat, I'll find it. There it is. Sorry. Abhishek. Fred plus James for Calvin Phillips or any DM, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's based on the rumour, but that rumour was by some fake dude.
So we're not getting any swap deals or anything, is it? Dan James got a lead?
I think it looks like at the moment these outgoings aren't going to affect any incoming.
Why the fuck are we selling someone to Leeds?
Because, I mean, we don't really care about
it. I do.
I don't.
I don't want to help them in any way, shape or form.
It'll be good for Bielsa as well, but I genuinely don't care. And
wish I didn't.
You know what's incredible? How little people care. Dan James will still get a good reception at Old Trafford.
Mate.
I would. I do know something.
It's a tricky one because Lee Sharp, I like, and he went to Leeds when it probably mattered. But I don't know, man. He's still part of me.
He went to Bradford first.
It'd be tough. Nah, he went to Leeds first. But the thing with Dan James
I wouldn't do that.
I think he's just ticked the box he was meant to tick completely. I personally wouldn't sell him. Like, no offence to Jesse, but I think in terms of the quality he's got and the possibilities he brings to another team, I think Jesse leaving makes more sense than Dan James leaving.
No, I agree. Like, why did we buy Dan James? We bought Dan James to do what he's done.
Jesse's better than Daniel James.
He's not going to get a game in
this
position.
Cool, but I'd rather have Jesse in my squad than Daniel James. Daniel James is not good enough to be a Manchester United player. That's it. Sell him to the Leeds. I don't care.
The one thing I will say about Daniel James and Jesse is I think Jesse's got a higher ceiling than Daniel James.
Yeah, definitely. He's a better player than Dan James. But
Daniel James couldn't do the sort of performances that we've seen from Jesse in the past. I think with Dan James, he's obviously been relatively effective. Had a very good record against City, for example. But he's not a player that you think he's going to win your titles in Champions League. So I understand why he's getting sold. I just think if Brighton want him, Everton want him, and Leeds want him.
Swap him for Danny Welbeck?
Oh, mate, don't.
Yeah, that'd be
forget
good,
Bissouma.
It?
Get Welbeck.
Forget Ronaldo.
Imagine Ronaldo and Welbeck. Imagine Welbeck comes back and Cavani gives him the 7.
Welbeck, Ronaldo, Marshall.
Marshall. Hashtag Welbeck. And we sell Ronaldo to City.
There's 25 goals this season out of them four. Out of them three. Ronnie's getting 25.
When it became obvious that Danny Welbeck was available for transfer, we knew we had to act.
He was going to go to City, but we got the ex-players on the case.
These sorts of opportunities only come up every transfer window.
What are you up to, Dan? Well, no, nothing really. Yeah. I'm bored. What are you up to? So Dan James, you're not bothered you've got Leeds. You don't think it really is not. Is that because you don't care as much about Leeds or you just don't think it matters?
I care about if it was someone...
Like someone you liked or thought was going to...
No, I don't dislike
him. Sorry, I don't mean that.
I don't rate him.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's a difference.
Where do you stand on it? Are you peeved slightly going to Leeds?
Yeah, I am a bit because I think... I know he's not got the final product of... And like 7 players that are ahead of him are better players than him. Yeah. But I think he does a job in a way that no one else does it for United. I think his work rate, his energy and his speed are unmatched by anyone except maybe Rashford.
Yeah.
And obviously Rashford's got hundreds of other qualities. But if you're looking at the top trumps card, Dan James, you've got speed 100, you've got work rate 100. And I think in certain games, he makes more sense. But for instance, I would say someone like against Leeds, for instance, I think playing Dan James on the left makes more sense than playing Martial on the left because of his work rate, because of his intensity to match teams like Leeds. As we saw last season, I think there are games where Dan James is suited to play for Man United. And I just think, you know, maybe he's not going to be a top player, and he never will be. He's, you know, he's 23 years old. He wasn't expensive. He's not going to be a big name, big player. I just think we're not that far off not having someone like that in our squad now. I just wonder whether
Ollie's looking at the likes of Antony Elanga, someone like that, and thinking he's got something that Dan James hasn't, and I want to use him more. The Aloha thing was going to go on loan to Feyenoord. It's not happening now because he got injured. Mm. But you've got him waiting as well for a chance. Mm. You're bringing in Ronaldo. He still rates Martial. You've got Rashford to come back. You think at one point you must think there's too many. Mm. Do you know, like, I have got too many.
Next summer, like, you see,
I have to do something with some of them.
Possibly Martial leave, and you see possibly another, if Jesse hasn't left, possibly him.
Yeah.
I think maybe Daniel James stays if Ahmad goes on loan.
No, I agree. I think that,
because I do agree with what Joe's saying, but I genuinely have no ill feeling towards him leaving, sold.
I've not got an ill feeling to him.
I just don't, like, just, it's not good enough. Like, and I think this is the thing that's seen us give contracts to Matic and Jones and Smalling.
That's a fair point.
Just like, we know you're not good enough. Mm. Like, get rid.
So is this the first player that Ollie's bought that he sold? I know Igalo came in and went, but like actually bought and sold since he's been at Manchester United. I'll get in some of the super chats. Juan Martinez says, we need to sell to buy, but Jesse, Phil, Andreas, etc. are on such high wages, nobody wants them. James is on average wage and cheap to buy. Blame Ed.
Andreas
is at Flamengo now. Scored the other day.
Yeah. Good lad. If we don't get more for Dan James than we paid for him, I'll be pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't get 20 million for him, I'll be annoyed at that. We've paid 15 from an unproven lad in the Championship. He's come in. He's proven himself to be Premier League quality, if not, you know, even if it's not Champions League sort of challenging for the title quality. If we do another thing where we get 12 and a half million for him, I'll be pissed off at that. We've got to get, I think, 20 million plus for him.
He should have improved his value, since he came. He's played like 50 Premier League games or whatever.
I think there's a competition for him, innit?
Yeah. Brighton, Leeds, I think Leicester, yeah. So, like, and these aren't, not all, I know Brighton are quite low down, but they're not relegation fodder. No. It's not like Norwich, Watford, and whoever.
Brighton won him, Bissouma.
I know. Is that not like.
I know it's.
I don't know.
Sheikh Sabahuddin says, Premier League has listed both Ronaldo and Cavani as number 7 under United in their website. Mm. Also, Athletic are reporting Ronaldo will be announced in hours.
Yeah, I think Daniel James leaves, Cavani 21, because Cavani's changed his Instagram handle as well, didn't
he? I saw that. Is that legit?
To Cavani official 21 or something?
I saw that.
So Cavani 21's coming, and then Ronaldo CR7. Because his brand as well, innit? Mm. And United are...
If you're Cavani, are you pissed?
No.
Are you bothered? Do you get it?
You know what I found funny about this? We've all been singing King of Uruguay and all this bollocks, yeah. It was like fucking... What's his name? Andy with Woody and Buzz. Like, as soon as Ronaldo or Buzz Lightyear came, we were like, fucking get out of the face, Cavani, you shit cunt. Give me your shirt.
I know. People were like getting angry with him, weren't they? Like, when it looks like he won't give Ronaldo his shirt. Like, who's he think he is? I thought, what?
No, we've got
last week
song,
we adore him. Like, I love him. He's the king. Like, he's look at him and all this. And then it was proper like.
Yeah. I've got a new side. Ronaldo holding Cavani flying through the air into the top of an open car, like at the end. Ronaldo, you're flying.
Yeah. I reckon Ronaldo could fly. He drops Woody on the floor and he drops slowly.
That's a meme, that.
It's sad.
Edward Bamber in the Super Chat says, Dan James is the kind of transfer that makes sense. Much easier to get 30 million for a bench warmer who still plays than someone like Jones and Lingard. I mean, Jones is a different story, innit? You've got to be honest about Jones and what's going on there. But Lingard, he's still got something to offer for me. He's only 28.
When did we give Phil Jones his new contract?
This week.
2 years ago?
Yeah, this morning. I don't know. It would have been 2 years ago, wouldn't it? Is it a 3-year deal or something 2 years ago?
It's all right. Like it's good money.
I mean, it was obviously very short-sighted by the club. Mm. I mean, are we all resigned and that's it? Transfer-wise coming in? Are we going to get the CDM?
I think there's still a possibility. I always hold that hope. McCall, there's a bit many rumours, but we were speaking to Sal's team only this week. I know a Ronaldo-shaped thing has happened in the meantime. But I think it's clear we want a CDM. So if Ollie feels like he can get rid of James, get rid of Lingard, get rid of, you know, maybe one other and fund that, I think he'd try and do that.
The problem is you're not seeing rumours about Matic or McTominay or Fred. Not that I think we should tell McTominay. Mm. But you're not seeing rumours about them.
No.
Or even Donny van der Beek. So then where's that player going to come in? Look, I think between now and the close of the window, Jesse Lingard will leave. Daniel James will leave. That's probably you recouping 40 million. Mm. Like, the only move I could possibly see us trying to make happen is Camavinga, because of the fact Ren could take money for him now rather than next summer when he leaves on a free. The thing that's hot, I think that move would have already been done if Camavinga wanted to come to United.
Yeah.
So I don't get the feeling that a transfer in is going to happen, unfortunately.
Sorry, someone in the chat, MRV, says, have you guys seen the Arsenal doc summary on IMDb?
Is it out?
And I've just looked at it, and on IMDb it says documentary, comedy, All or Nothing Arsenal. In Call Amazon's it. Third instalment of All or Nothing, we uncover the pathetic downfall of London's North London's...
Is it like Wikipedia where anyone can do that?
No, well, yeah, like...
Yeah, I don't think Arsenal have written that.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
Amazon written that?
No. Anyway, I've got an IMDb page that I didn't make.
Read through it then.
Someone made one for me. Like, and sent me
you
a link.
Made that.
I did,
you
I swear.
He came swear, into it the other day, right? He
I
came
swear in on my favourite kid, the you're one never, I really like. You're never gonna I did not him. Make that.
I've got an IMDb page. I can't, for the life of me, can't think who'd make it. And I was like, I can. You made it, Jay.
I didn't. Last edited yesterday yeah. by Jay Mottazer.
Right. Well, yeah. I wouldn't use my old name, would I? If I was
by
that
Naughty
stupid.
Motty. We know that's you. Read the rest of that.
The pathetic downfall of North London's second biggest club. No European football, no faith, just vibes. So, and it's just a star, Mikel Arteta.
Are you scratching your chin on the mic like Baloo from Jungle Book? That's got to sound awful for everyone.
Yeah, so apologies there to the people listening and watching.
We got to the midfield then. Can we talk a bit more
maybe
about
like
that?
ASMR, because, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but people don't want beard scratching.
What do they want? Like,
yeah, you eating like a big bowl of ramen or something. Well, them
you know, my favourite guy is the guy that put cheese in the chocolate fountain. It's so good.
He's just like fucking can't wait. He's going to flick him in the head. His wrists are so loose. I love him. I tell you what. One thing I was going to say is, Fred is shit, isn't he?
Don't. Honestly, I had enough. Right, the thing with me is, I get to a point with players when they're getting that much abuse, I'll stick up for him. When it gets to that so much where everyone's hating him and it's just getting ridiculous, I almost feel like I have to defend him. And I was, you know, the first 20 minutes against Wolves were terrible and Fred was awful. But then it was just like the entire chat was about Fred. Andy was just going berserk about him. And I just thought, do you know what? Yeah, I get it. He's not playing well, but it's not only him that's not playing well. Like, none of the team
not.
Really were at that time, other than maybe. Yeah, even, yeah. That first 20 minutes, though.
Fred's not good enough.
I know, I'm not saying he is. I just think it's like, it was very
sort of. What do we say then?
Because
I agree with
you.
I don't like kicking people when they're down and all that. But he starts every week.
No, he isn't good enough. I can't see us winning a Premier League title if he's the only holding midfielder. I don't see how that works because I don't think he's got it in him to do that. It kind of could maybe work with McTominay alongside him. Someone was asking, I think, Sonic Gaming, says, do you think McTominay can become a starter in 2 years' time? Maybe. There might be something in there. I think there's a better chance of McTominay working out than there is of Fred, because Fred's 28 as well. He ain't going to get any better at this. He's had two seasons now in this role.
You forget he's as old as 28.
That's what I mean. He's had two seasons of playing in this position and he's 28 years old. So there isn't another level for him to go where you go, he'll kick on next year. What, when he turns 30, he's going
to
be better?
It's weird, man. He seems to be really well-liked as well. No, I don't mean as a person, but like, it's like they rely on him.
Like, he plays it like something. He plays every week.
He literally, that chance when Wan-Bissaka cleared it off the line. I was looking at Fred thinking, bro, what are you doing? Got spanned
do you know
like
what?
A Beyblade,
do you
dropped
know,
on the floor.
Do you know what?
Like
crawling after me and you pointed out in watch-alongs.
It's horrible.
Where, like, he's not anywhere near to make a challenge. Like, someone turns and shifts and he's miles away.
And his press is wild. Like, he'll press and then he just, oh, we're gone.
Yeah. And it's like, he's not even close enough to make a foul.
And then your opposition, really you're watching worrying. Ruben Neves keep the ball.
Yeah. It is frustrating. And you know, you could argue it's not his fault he's getting played.
No,
he's not up to it, or not up to the job, but he's not up to the job.
I don't
job.
Think, for instance, in his defence a little bit, Paul Pogba isn't ready or isn't right to play as a one of two.
But are you
pivot.
Surprised
Pogba
when he's got
there.
That lunatic next to him?
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not surprised. I'm
not people keep going on like, Pogba's the issue.
No, Pogba,
I'm
not saying that.
No, I know you're not, but people keep going on like, we can't play Pogba in a two because Pogba this, Pogba that. No, it's because you got Bellend's next to him.
Well, you could play Pogba in a two if you had Kante next to him.
Pogba was good yesterday, putting tackles in.
Yeah, he was all right, but he doesn't drop back enough.
No,
there's a lot of time when there's space, massive space that Fred has to cover.
What I'm saying is, people would have been saying, oh, Scholes is shit in a two because he don't do... It's like, yeah, but he's got the right man next to him. It's like when we seem to criticise the midfield too, it's like, oh yeah, Pogba can't play with them, so we need... But really, if you put the right midfielder next to him, he's fine. It's like, there's no issue with Pogba playing there. It's because we've got dickheads next to him. Like, useless clowns that wouldn't get in any... Would Fred or McTominay start for Man City?
No, of course he wouldn't.
For Chelsea?
No.
Well, then that's
I think McTominay wouldn't even start for... Nah, I don't think
Games, maybe, but not like Stein. Don't be daft. Not a regular.
You don't think that Fred McTominay would ever get a game for Chelsea?
For who? He can't even start Kovacic. In Scotland's midfield. Well, Kovacic is better than McTominay.
Yeah, I'm not saying he isn't, but Kovacic didn't even play every game last season. He was Scott on the bench McTominay for half the season.
McTominay gets put into defence for Scotland because John McGinn's better than him. Even Villa's two are better than ours, Douglas Luiz and John McGinn. It's like,
with all that being said then, right, we've obviously got this issue in midfield that we've all addressed and we can debate it. Can we then still get over the line with this midfield?
There's no excuse for not winning the trophy with this team.
Right, okay.
When, like, if you look at City, they'd go, we can win a title, but lacking up front.
Yeah.
Chelsea will say there's a position where they're lacking. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Defence.
Every team's got that position.
Yeah.
And we've got three players that can play.
The thing with Chelsea that's helping them out is their weakest position, I would say, is centre-back. They've got Rudiger, who's all right, but he had a decent season last season. He was good the year before.
They're just about to sign that fella from Sevilla,
yeah,
aren't they?
Koundé's, yeah, obviously, if that happens, then things have to change. But as it stands, they've got Azpilicueta, who's brilliant, who's been excellent for years. And then they've got, you know, team players next to him who aren't quite at his level. But they make up for that by having three at the back. Mm. So it covers a lot of that because you've got, like, you know, how we sort of have to do two midfielders to do one person's job. They're doing three centre-backs to do two centre-backs' job. And that masks that for him. And the midfielder attack is so good.
We thought Varane coming in would help that. And I actually could see Varane improving McTominay's game.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter what defence you got behind Fred. He's an idiot.
Like that ball that comes to him and all he has to do is control it at sort of knee height. And he just puts it straight in his path.
That was just...
It's like, it's literally...
It was painful. Comical. It was painful to watch. Yeah. It was like...
He's not good enough.
No, I'm not going to argue that. He just isn't. Devam Sharma says, Van de Beek needs to go. He's done nothing wrong. He's wasting his career. LVG will do everything to stick it to United and he'll use Donny for this. Obviously, Van Aal, the Dutch manager. No, what's he said? Sorry, I missed.
He basically said, Van de Beek needs to start playing games.
Fair enough. Vinay Navneet says, Donny should play at least for us to understand why he isn't being played. Where do you stand on Van de Beek? Because everyone keeps going, Van de Beek, play him in the six, he's the answer. Is he?
I mean, he wouldn't give the ball away more than fucking Fred.
No, I don't think he...
I mean, that's the thing as well. Look, I don't like people that say, oh, Fred Schubb is playing every fucking game. And like, because Pogba and Bruno are better than him. But it's not like Fred and McTominay and Matic are pulling up trees.
Can you see any? You know what I mean? Can you see
any? And he can play as a six. Can you see and he's got anything? A bigger, he's you got said, a better footballing brain than
you,
all of them.
Yeah, you said like about how he seems to be quite popular with some of his teammates and stuff. Can you see like why that would be then? Why what he brings to that team?
Who's
what?
Fred?
What Ollie? What? Because Ollie can't.
I think he's just a nice guy.
But no. Do you really think Ollie's just going?
Oh, not Ollie picking him in a team. Nice, I mean, why he's popular in the team?
Oh, right.
Why is he picking him?
Yeah, like because I don't believe for 1 minute that Ollie doesn't see what we see.
Because
I don't believe
Matic,
Ollie closes his eyes for the first 20 minutes against Wolves and doesn't watch that disaster.
Because Matic can't do it week in, week out anymore. Yeah. Right. And he's occasionally useless himself. McTominay, injured. He was injured at the end of last year. We've heard he was carrying injuries. Like, why do we keep doing this to players?
Feels, aren't we? That's what
are you injured? Cool, play.
Yeah, you can come off the bench against Southampton.
And then Fred... He's actually the right age. Like, he plays in the position.
And again, when you look
his
at his
fit
like,
is available.
His little chart, his football manager thing, you're like, intensity, or I know that's not on there, but like his intensity is great. His agility and his movement, his lateral movement is way better than McTominay or Matic, who was so slow when it comes to it. But his brain doesn't exist. His positioning is poor. His tackling isn't actually that good.
And you know when he has this performance?
Yeah.
Like in the next game, he'll be 7 out of 10 and everyone will be like,
he's
all right.
Yeah, he does a little bit of that. He's got a touch of, like Van Gaal used to do that as a manager. He'd have all his managers when you think he's about to get sacked and he'll like, we'll beat City or someone. Yeah. Go, right, he's all right now, actually.
That's him. Yeah. He'll we'll beat City and he'll be amazing.
Yeah, you're like, wow, actually, we always knew there was a player there and then you'll have to put up with it. But the thing with Fred that just gets me is when he's bad, he's terrible. Like, McTominay can have moments, but Yeah. Fred has like a 10-minute period where he'll just constantly give the ball away.
When Fred's good, he does stupid things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, so, yeah, I was no, about no, to say, no. When Fred's good, he's terrible. He's not terrible no, when he's no, good. No. But when he's good, he's still Fred.
Mm. Yeah, he went through a period, didn't he, last season of like, usually from the 85th minute to the 90th minute, just losing his head, constantly giving it away. Then there was those three games on the trot where he gave the ball away at the edge of his box that led to goals. I mean, we don't need to go over it. We know where we stand with Fred.
We're talking
I don't
about think... Pogba giving the ball away in front yeah. of his defence. Fucking Fred does it more often than that.
I mean, it's the
and he's the defensive midfielder. Yeah,
but no one said no
completely different.
No, but that's the point. He's the defensive midfielder.
Pogba, is it, are they?
Yeah, I mean,
although if they were, it was for the contract. Like, thing, but what not I mean by that quality.
Is, it's become a kind of oh, Pogba gives the ball away. And yeah, like, it's become a thing, but that's never become a thing about Fred.
Well, it has.
And Fred actually does.
No, it has become a thing about Fred. People talk about Fred giving the ball away all the fucking time. And also, you can have you can criticize both of them.
No, I know. I'm not.
Pogba is a far better player than Fred. But Pogba has issues. More. Yeah, he does. He definitely does. Yeah, but Pogba, like the other day, he's tracking back is abysmal sometimes, especially when he loses the ball. When he's
talking about sorry, Paul Pogba. Sorry,
he holds onto the ball too long. I think he's best on the left hand side.
Yeah,
I
do nah,
best on 4-3-3. We tried to do that yesterday, but Fred's useless.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't do it.
He played Fred. He played Pogba, Bruno. He played James. He played. Watch him his face, Sancho and Greenwood. He played the 4-3-3 yesterday.
What did people think of Sancho yesterday?
I just thought he was quiet.
Yeah.
I just thought
he'd take his time.
Do you know who's debut reminded me of? Alanga's.
Do you know spot where he's on the ball? Safe, yeah. Not taking any real risks.
He didn't try anything. Yeah. He didn't really try and get the ball. No, the same ground. He didn't try and go past anyone.
Nah. Alanga played against Leicester at home. Yeah.
He scored against Wolves.
Yeah, he played much better against Wolves.
Because he just like, the ball would come to him. It's like he was just
completely playing it safe.
The ball came to him.
Just a little 5-yard pass or whatever.
Pressed him, he just tapped it.
And there was a couple of moments on the Sancho. There's one where he headed it back into the danger area where we're like, crikey. But yeah, he just. I think we've got to temper it a little bit because we all wanted to see Sancho start. I did. But it's like maybe it's taking a little while just to get into the rhythm of things at Manchester United. Devin Doherty says, lads, sell Dan James, give Cavani the 21, Ronnie the 7, sorted.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's like what's happening, isn't it? That is what's happening.
And then next year, Cavani's going to wear 22.
Are you going to be singing, was that Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. I don't know
about you. We've sang worse songs 22. At Old Trafford, or some worse songs. Yeah, you know, Black Lace and all that. The Mancalorian, yeah.
No, it wasn't it?
Yeah. Anderson.
Anderson to Agadoo.
That was so good.
I know, it was, but it's like, shit
it's an Agadoo. It's Agadoo.
Yeah, it's pop.
Do you know what I mean? Come on. The Mancalorian says, right said Fred song. I'm not too sexy for the shirt.
Stop now.
Not too sexy for the shirt. Not so sexy. It hurts.
Nice. I said Fred's got COVID, isn't
he? He's probably got Tim for a while in his hospital.
I don't laugh at people getting COVID, but I do when they tweet a lot about COVID being a conspiracy.
Why have Right Said Fred become like some sort of experts on COVID? How has that happened?
I saw them trending with like Saddam Hussein, Right Said Fred, and fucking
Iraq. What company to be in, eh? Isn't it mad that there's like three people ever who have said like, I wish I didn't get the vaccine, and there are thousands of people who are like, I wish I did. Yeah. It wasn't a lie. Like, there's so many people who regret not getting it way more than people who regret getting it. I don't know anyone that regrets getting it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? There's loads of people, you see them all the time, they're like, just get the vaccine. I was misled. Now I'm ill. Just get it, for fuck's sake.
Wally of the week?
Oh. Or don't. Personal choice, isn't it?
Nope.
Wally of the week.
It is personal choice.
Yeah,
course.
I've got the vaccine.
I'm trying anyone to suggest
this. You wouldn't let someone just jab you?
Yeah, I would.
You do, don't you?
I'd let him jab me more than Jake Paul let Tyron Woodley jab him. Can we? I know we don't talk about MMA.
Go on.
How embarrassing was that?
I didn't even watch it.
For Tyron Woodley, former UFC champion.
I've seen bits of it, and what I happened? Felt like
he'd lost to like the when it,
basically, I hate the Paul brothers, and if you want to scrap, holler. But
imagine
what I'm saying is, people think they're stupid, and they're not. Like Jake Paul and Logan Paul are picking people that have no experience in a boxing ring, and they've trained solid for like 2 years.
Yeah, more now.
So like when you're fighting someone that has just picked up a training camp for 6 weeks, and you can tell, and it's unnatural for him. You've seen how low he was dipping, and like he was fighting UFC. But when he caught him, like 2-3 times he caught him, and my man looked fucked. So it was like, if he had trained boxing longer, I think Woodley kills him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think if he wants to fight Tommy Fury, he's fucked, mate.
Yeah, but Tyron Woodley, yeah, those Furies, that's different,
are going to kill you, bro.
But Tyron Woodley is a professional fighter and has been for like 15 years.
But he
that
just
is embarrassing.
But I thought Jake Paul managed the distance really well.
Yeah, he's good. But that's the thing.
When I was
he's
looking at it,
boxer.
Like every time Tyron Woodley got into range, he'd just make it bigger again.
Yeah.
And that was really clever because when he got caught, he looked worried. So
he's a decent boxer, and there's a reason
I don't
why,
like him, but
there's a reason why every single one of these fights have been boxing matches and not MMA bouts. There's a reason, because that's because it goes from having a
but
chance
if he fights
to being
Tommy Fury,
no chance.
Do you, but when I saw Thingy catch him,
yeah,
Woodley
catch Paul, it's a problem.
Mm.
And if Fury catches him, someone that knows boxing and knows how to finish someone off and knows how to make
that actually is a boxer.
I think there's going to be issues. Like I think he could get really hurt.
Mm.
Like properly.
The thing with boxing is, though, you know
damaged.
That how to do it. The ref would jump.
What
is
Tommy Fury? What's the light level of Tommy Fury? Is he like...
But he's a that, Fury, bro.
Because all been, I know him from his Love Island.
He's been
genuinely.
Training boxing, I imagine, all his life. Yeah. Like, right. Those gypsies just call each other out. Right. You want to scrap? Yeah. Let's scrap.
He's a good like, boxer, everyone's but he's not like world champion.
No, he's not. He's probably...
No, but he's... A natural
he's
boxer.
Better than
I've
Jake
been
Paul.
Boxing.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, well, I've not seen that fight. And I don't think
we
I'll
didn't
bother.
Say Wally of the Week, did we?
Let me go into some super chats, and then we'll do Wally of the Week. So Mohammed Jabba, welcome to the academy. Thanks for all your support, bro. There was another one as well. This is so sad. Alexa, play Desposito. Freddy's tops 90% for tackles, interceptions, a block. Bruno puts up better defensive numbers than Van der Beek. Fred isn't good enough, but Van der Beek is not a six.
Fred statistically is pretty good on paper, because we did research for him when we were doing the Van der Beek video. Statistically, Fred is very good. High percentiles in a lot of the sort of, like you said, tackles, interceptions, that sort of thing. But he gives the ball away too much.
Yeah.
He's on the ball, he is shocking. And stuff like what stat it gets lowered or hired by Traore knocking the ball past you and just not even seeing you. Multiple times,
but you know,
game.
At the same time, yeah, and Fred deserves criticized.
Interceptions, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no.
And Fred needs replaced, but there's no excuses with this team no more. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with that, because also you can't have a world class player in every single position before you're expected
and
to
I'm
win.
I'm sorry,
something.
You can't have a team that contains Cavani, Sancho, Rashford, Ronaldo, Pogba, Greenwood, Bruno. Marshall, Pogba, Bruno. Fred McTominay. Even if you say Fred McTominay,
I'm
Matic,
just thinking like
Maguire,
yeah.
Varane.
We kind of did it a little bit in 2013 when you saw Cleverly playing a lot of games. I'm not hating on him, but it wasn't like he was a
Cleverly's better than Fred.
All right, but he wasn't that good. He was okay.
I don't think
but we still won the league
McTominay.
And we won it at a canter, really.
I'd take Scott McTominay over Tom Cleverly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my point is what you're saying is. Because we had Van Persie, we had Rooney, we had all these other, Rio and Vidic had their like swan song season ever. We got away with having one who was maybe a 6 out of 10.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, you can argue that Fred's a lot lower than that. But like you say, you can get away with it if you've got amazing defenders, one of the best attacks in the world.
Let's just get
away with it.
This is really a simplistic way to put it into it. And it doesn't take a look at fixture congestion, fatigue, injuries, etc. But if we play any team, I'm thinking we're beating them.
Mm.
I'm sorry, any team,
we might
even
have
you've
a
got one or two injuries.
The Champions League because of that.
Any team,
do you know what I mean? Because you can win the Champions League almost easily.
I think Chelsea are favourites for the league, you know.
Because the league, like you look at the teams that have won Champions League. You've had teams like Chelsea twice who weren't even the best team in England in one of the
either
Champions
time.
League. The Scousers
none
did when
the
they
teams
finished
that
fifth.
Have won the Champions League in England. Won the league the same time except United.
United have only ever won the Champions League when we've been the best team in Europe.
Liverpool have done it twice. Chelsea have done it twice. Yeah. Didn't win the league any of those four times.
Yeah. So there you go. Right, who was your sorry Wally of the Week? Did you give us one?
Have you seen Maitland-Niles on Instagram? I've got to give it to Arsenal, the whole establishment. Arsenal Football Club, you are the Wallys of the Week. What is going on? Why are they smoking down there at the Emirates? They've got people in hostage situations tweeting... Like, they're in cupboards. They ain't even got no light. They're just tweeting words. Like, posting Instagram stories of words, sorry. Like, Maitland-Niles, free him. Arteta,
do you remember when all them Arsenal fans were going on about, oh, he has Rashford in one pocket and Martial in the other. Oh, he's the best defender in the world and all this shit. About Maitland-Niles? He was going to be the best defender in the
defender?
World? Yeah, apparently. Like, how he had Rashford and Martial in his pockets. Do you remember when he put his arms around Rashford for the penalty? Yeah. Remember the Titanic thing? Have a look. Honestly, he's waiting for the penalty. He's got his arms around him like he's Kate Winslet. It's really weird. But yeah, that club is a shambles from the fan base to the board to the players to the manager. It's just a joke.
It's bad. It's really bad for them.
Who are you going for?
I think I'm going to go all the City fans that were taking the piss out of us on Thursday night.
We seen you dickheads. We've fucking seen all of you.
Yeah.
Dickheads.
That's not a bad one. I'm going to go with... I was going to go with Graeme Souness, but I do him almost every
How
week.
Many shirts, City shirts, do you think arrived at people's houses today with Ronaldo on the back?
Thousands. That well, order to be fair, we have to remember how many fans they've actually got, so probably about 12.
But they're out there.
Yeah.
We know
about 80% of their fan base, probably.
If you're a City fan and you ordered a Ronaldo 7 shirt, I will buy it off you.
How much?
Face value.
Really?
Pay more than face.
No, but okay.
This is a great bit of...
Because you know what that night, we were doing it, right? City fans were in our chat, weren't they? When they thought they were getting it. Because we'd done like Ronaldo's got a City. The City fans were in the chat.
Yeah. We were getting rinsed on that. Yeah. You know that video me and you did?
Yeah.
People are commenting and they're like, look at the state of these. Like. And then someone commented on the Harry Kane video that I did about Kane not going to City going... There was about 10 comments saying, ha, you're laughing at this and now we're getting Ronaldo. And it was like... Where is your striker?
Just quickly, my Wally of the Week won't be that. It'll be Tim Sherwood, by the way, who said the Glazers buying Ronaldo for us was a gift to the fans.
Tell Tim Sherwood to suck.
When you make that video of Michael Gove dancing, by the way.
Oh, God.
One of the best things I've ever seen. What is he doing? He's out by himself in a nightclub in Brighton?
Was he not Edinburgh?
Somewhere?
Yeah.
In a nightclub by himself.
Apparently he said he deserved free entry as well.
I fucking hate him. Don't get me started on the Tories. Juan Martinez says, Fred has such high tackles because he gives the ball away and then he has to get it back. If he could pass a ball at Sunday League level, then he wouldn't. Surai Mukherjee says, Rio said the other day he spoke to Woodward about CR7 signing, but then what it takes for the board to go for a DM. I mean, CR7 is a PR signing. We need someone in the middle. We can't contend only top four.
Fair enough, we need a DM. Ronaldo isn't a PR
Do you know what,
sign.
Though?
He isn't a PR sign.
I don't give a fuck, because at the Newcastle game, when Ronaldo walks out there, he's going to be one of the best feelings ever.
We're all there.
We wouldn't have had that if it was... Like, listen, I'd love us to get a DM, but it wouldn't be like that. I would have bought Neves or Bissouma or whatever.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so...
He'll come off the bench as well. It'll make it better. Better.
Yeah.
It's better that.
Yeah, because he's there.
Just final super chat. Damon goes up, says, Cavani gets 21 and Ronnie gets 7. It's only right. Hopefully they unveil him soon and do it right. I'm going to leave it there.
You think they'll do an unveiling at Old Trafford tomorrow or something?
What, on the pitch that?
If they did, it'd be rammed. If they did, people would turn up for it.
I'd turn up.
Yeah,
I would.
I'd take the family.
I'd take 70,000 at the Bernabeu.
Do you remember like Benzema was the week later and it was like, quarter of
I'd honestly I think I don't know if they'd get 76 but I reckon they'd get 40,000
because City fans would have got a lot of people for that.
They're
never for Jack Grealish, but they would have for that.
They did the Grealish one though. It's so stupid. Like, I mean, they ain't got the fans for it anyway, but after he's already played for you and then you have it on a Monday night and it's like, who's no one's got that.
No.
Like, you haven't got the fans for it.
I'd go to that so hard.
They nearly signed Grealish and Ronaldo in one window
and they still moan.
I would have been on suicide watch.
The moaning now on the City fans. Oh, Pep's not been backed. Fuck off. Just bought the most expensive English footballer ever.
And they've ruined him as well.
I know already. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. That's been Adam McCauley. You know where to find him. That's been Joe Smith. You know where to find him. These two will be live at, well, not live, but will be on Premier League Piss Take at 7 o'clock, is it?
7 o'clock tonight.
Make sure you check it out. It's going to be hilarious.
Free Ainsley.
You know what to do.
Harriet, you know
do. I've only just worked out that Ainsley Maitland and Niles' first name is Ainsley.
I know.
That's mad.
When he said that, I thought, what's he on about? And then
I thought Ainsley Harriet was the only Ainsley I know, but I know too.
Green pepper or red peppers?
Green pepper, red tomato, mate.
How's it red?
Green
tomato?
Peppers all day. Like that
red
bitterness.
Peppers.
Glad we cleared that up. This has been Paddock Podcast. Thanks for watching. Make sure you hit like, share, and subscribe. We're out of here.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.